So for my StoryCorps project, I'm interviewing Marjorie, my aunt, one of my aunt's closest friends. So first of all, thank you for letting me interview you for my project.
Of course.
So today we're going to be talking about Buddhism and how you first came across the religion and how it's kind of changed your life. So what is Buddhism?
Buddhism is a religion, and there's many different versions of Buddhism, but the Buddhism that I practice is Nichiren Buddhism. It's based on the Lotus Sutra, which is a holy script that was written a really, really long time ago. And basically, I chant in the morning and I chant at night and recite parts of the Lotus Sutra as a way to meditate and reflect on my life, and it brings me a lot of happiness.
Who did you hear it from?
I met a woman who ended up being my roommate. She moved in with me, and she chanted in the morning and at night, and I heard it, and I kind of was really drawn to it. And she was just such a lovely woman. She was really caring and giving, and I just really ended up looking up to her. And we never had any disagreements as roommates, and I thought that that was really impressive and it was really rare. So I kind of just started to look at her and be like, why and how can she be this perfect, wonderful, happy human being? And so I started to kind of talk to her about it, and I realized it was her Buddhist practice that made her that way. And I thought, you know what, maybe I need this too. So I started practicing 5 years ago, and it's totally changed my life.
That's so exciting. Have you ever met anybody who, like, didn't really accept it or didn't understand it?
I've never really had a problem with it. No one has ever really said anything to my face. But, I mean, sometimes religion can really scare people. Like, the ideology of religion is really scary. And sometimes you can do bad things in the name of religion. And I think that's why people are turned off by religion. But Buddhism is about happiness and finding peace, and it's a lot of self-work. So it's not really, it's definitely doesn't have a history of violence. It's a kind of a really palatable, easy religion to swallow. So.
Yeah, it seems very, like, pure and kind of, like, just really everyone... It's just trying to, like, live the best life that they can live.
Yeah, it focuses more on an individual as opposed to, like, an hierarchy of a religion. You don't have to really look to someone else for guidance. You look to your community for guidance. But really it's about looking within and finding your own wisdom and empowering yourself. So it is a little bit different. But yeah, it's really wonderful.
Have you met anybody who has since joined the religion, and, like, after meeting you, since joined the religion?
Yeah, it's actually, there's a name for that. It's called Yushakabuku someone, which is basically, like, you lead by example through your life, and somebody is drawn to it, and they approach you and ask you about the religion, and you kind of become their mentor, and you guide them if they're willing to learn the practice. So that's happened to me one time, and it's a really big responsibility to be somebody's spiritual mentor and kind of guide them into a practice. But it's also something that, like, the responsibility helps you grow in your own practice. So it's really, really wonderful.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Do you meet, like, once a week with other Buddhists, or is it kind of just, like, you figure it out on your own?
Yeah, I have one meeting a week for sure, and then meetings are put together by people who kind of live around you, and you're invited into other people's houses to chant together, meditate together, or have sort of like a study meeting. So you support each other just by kind of going over to each other's house and hanging out. So anytime you go over to another Buddhist house, it's considered a meeting.
That sounds really fun.
Yes, it can be one meeting a week, or it can be three meetings a week. It just depends on how much time you have and how connected you are.
That's really exciting. Do you find that it's like in what ways has being a Buddhist changed your life?
I think it's helped me to let go of a lot of anxiety. I was like a very, very socially anxious person. And also sometimes angry at myself a lot. I would judge myself a lot. And now I've realized that just by being a human being, I have like this innate infinite potential and that anything is possible and that I shouldn't hold myself back by being anxious or upset about something. Like there are other reasons that are beyond me, you know. I don't know if that makes sense, but basically I'm not holding myself back anymore by being anxious or angry or being overwhelmed by emotions. I'm able to kind of regulate that a little bit more because I spend so much time reflecting on my life and my choices and my practice.
That's so exciting. That it seems like people who are Buddhists just kind of like want the best for themselves and everybody else. And it's good because some people are very selfish and it seems like not just Buddhists, but I guess kind of, that since that's what we're talking about, you guys just like want the best for each other and you're so supportive, and that seems like a really loving community. Like, that seems like something that a lot of people would enjoy, but I think the whole idea of a religion kind of like scares them away from it.
Yeah, and I get that too. It can be scary to kind of be thrown into a big group of people, but the one thing about the Buddhism that I practice is like we are all individuals. Although we work together, we really are all our own people. Just like you have three sisters, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you all work together, but you're all your own people still, so.
Yeah, that seems nice. Like, you can be independent together, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. And especially when you're in a community where people are encouraging you to be independent and figure out your own problems, but they're there to support you and guide you. It's really nice.
Yeah, that seems really comforting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you.
Thank you.